now we're looking to raise the remaining $16,989. Isn't that awesome? That's all we have to raise to balance out this budget situation for the next 3 months. We're down to $16,989. What are you able to give to be a part of that this morning? We started out on Monday morning with a $30,000 deficit, and right now that has been chiseled away. $13,011 have been raised to date, and so the Lord is definitely giving us his wind, and you are coming alongside of us and being a blessing. We just want to thank Francois and also Jay for those $1,000 donations this morning. Two of them came in, as well as three $100 donations have come in, and that means $2,300 has come in already this morning, Dave. That is quite a blessing.
And so now
the phone lines are open. What are you able to give? Are you able to help us? Maybe you've already given. Maybe you're going to call in with a praise report, and we'd love to hear that. We do have a prayer request coming to us. Joe, a dear friend and certainly a part of our family and part of this ministry, he and Their company have donated time, rebuilt some things that were coming apart around here, contractors, and his father is in need of really a miraculous touch of God. I believe the condition has to do with his carotid arteries, with maybe significant blockage, and some doctors are questioning what they can do. But you know what? We do not question what God can do. So, Father, we lift up, Father, we just pray over Joe's father this morning. Lord, we lift him up. We pray over him. We pray, Lord, that you would just touch his body in a miraculous way. Father, you're able to open up these arteries. You're able to restore blood flow. You are able to bring a solution to this situation. Just like we're believing for Helen, we're believing also this morning for Grady, that you would touch Grady, Lord, that your hand would be upon him, Lord, that you would draw his heart to you. And Father, I believe he's a Christian. I'm not sure, but I believe he is. But Lord, I pray for him that you would touch his life this morning in Jesus' name. We also remember Sharon and her brother, Brian, I believe we were praying for yesterday with a fever, and we rebuke that fever, and we just rebuke this coronavirus in the name of Jesus over our counties, over our state, over our nation. In the name of the Lord, Father, may you drive this virus out of our land. May we be cleansed. May we repent. May the healing power of God be released upon our nation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, reach down and work amongst us. Well, the phone lines are open. The number is 888-221-8990. We have $16,989 to go, but that means that we are less than $2,000 from getting to the halfway point. Maybe you would like to call in and make a matching funds challenge. Someone may have, and maybe someone has $1,500 that you'd like to give and just carry us, or maybe if you had $1,989 to give, that would bring us right up to the halfway point. And if that was a matching funds, we could put that out and see what God would do with that. Maybe you have $50, maybe you have $500, maybe there's $10. I don't know what the Lord has given you that you can sow this morning as good seed into this ministry. But would you call us and let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart? The clock is ticking on. It's right now about 9 minutes or so until 8 o'clock. And so we're going to, the next program's going to be coming on around 9 o'clock. And so we only have about an hour and 10 minutes before we will be going to the next program. And we're really trusting the Lord that God's going to touch you, and that God has blessed you, that God is going to give you an opportunity. Who have been planning to call, you just haven't made the call yet, to have that moment to maybe just stop for a moment, make the phone call, and let us know. Go online, WCNO.com. Text it to WCNO 224365. And that number, I know someone's saying give it slowly. So give the number. Karen, help us out slowly, because people are wanting to know how they can give us a call.
Slowly. 888.
That is slowly.
2218990.
That's not only slowly, it was kind of softly too.
Well,
888-221-8990.
And those lines are open right now. We're looking for your call. Give us a call. And I'm wondering, is Ma and Paul going to show back up today? Is there any chance of that?
I understand that they are on
it
their
could
way.
Have. Oh, they are on their way.
Yeah, but
you
know, it takes them a while.
Well, sure, of course.
They're not young chickens anymore.
They've got to milk the chickens. I mean, milk the cows. And they have to remove the eggs from the chickens.
They do that, yeah. I mean, they wait for the chickens to lay them, Jonathan. They really don't, you know, force the issue.
Well, these are things that, you know, a Florida boy would have to be told.
Yeah, I know.
Because I have very limited... So you can't just go grab the chicken and shake them real good?
I suppose you could, but the all kinds of animal rights groups on your back, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. Well, all right. Dave, to all of our listeners, you can see how helpful Dave is at moments like this, where we have serious lacks of...
We're just having fun here.
Yeah, well, we might need to go to a song. I don't know. But anyhow, Ma and Paul, we did get the point that they're a little slow. We got that. And whatever Ma's doing to get the eggs gathered, I guess, that will be all right. And I'll try not to grab the chickens and shake them, because I don't see any chickens around here this morning.
Give me my eggs.
Really? It's time for breakfast. I need two.
That's right.
And I like them brown. Yeah. And I like them extra large. Come on. Cough it up. So what do I know about chickens? I guess the chicken doesn't cough up the egg either, does it?
Well, no. That would have been a serious physiological issue right there. You'd need a chicken doctor for sure with that one.
Oh, my. Well, I have not raised any chickens. Not that no one would have not noticed that by now.
No, yeah. But, several chickens are thanking God
thanking
for that.
Thanking God that I have not taken on the chicken business in my many adventures. But amen, amen. Well, now that we have totally... lost it this morning. We're going to go to a song. The number is 888-221-8990. And this is my crew. This normally happens on Friday, but it's just Wednesday morning, and I don't know what was said that's so funny, but...
joy of the King, rise among us, let it rise. Lord, let our praises rise to you. Lord, we pray that you would have your way in this place today. We pray that you would move in our hearts, that you would speak to us and show yourself. We want your praises and your glory to rise from our lives, from our lips to you today. In your name we pray. Amen. I want to share one of my...
Amen. Amen. Let praise be raised from our lips. We thank the Lord for your presence, Father, in this place. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us. Amen. Well, some of you know how much we need prayer around here at WCNO. I totally lost the staff already this morning. Well, some are starting to filter back in, but just because my limited knowledge of farm life seemed to be something that others were able to make fun of this morning. I don't know. I have some deficits. That's all it is. But our phone number here is 888-221-8990. We have $16,989 to go to complete this $30,000 deficit that we brought to your attention. And so this is a week of miracles. Call us and let us know about the miracles in your life, and let us know how we can pray with you and believe God with you. Now, there's going to be a big event taking place today at 12:30 in Jensen Beach, Florida, right here in the Treasure Coast, and it will be at 3353 Northwest Main Avenue. And Wheels from the Heart will be giving away their 112th car to a single mom. And so this mother is going to receive the keys. A single mom will receive a much welcome surprise and confidently buckle up her kids, hop into a newly refurbished Buick, take the wheel and hit the road. That's what the press release says. This is going to take place right here in Jensen Beach at 12:30 today. And of course, Wheels from the Heart is an underwriter of our ministry, and we love them, love the work that they do, helping moms get back on the road, get back to work, take care of their children, get them to the doctors. And having transportation is a very important, needed thing for moms. And so our dear friend Steve, who comes in and meets with us on some kind of a regularity basis, we love and enjoy. And of course, Karen, the work that they do is just tremendous. So there's room. They invite the whole city. Come on out. I know the chamber's going to be there today, and there are going to be maybe some of the various TV news crews may be out today. I'm not sure who all will show up, but we're praying for this to be a great day, a great success. First giveaway in Martin County of a car to a single mom. And so this is great ministry. Listen, if you have a car that you're not using, it has some life left in it, then Wheels from the Heart would be a great option for you to consider as far as a donation. You also might want to make a cash donation for a tank of gas, maybe $25, something like that is something you could do if you want to help out, help one of these moms in the work that the Wheels from the Heart does.